श्री वृंदाम सिंधुर धाम की जय, नवरे माया धाम की जय, श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, गंग माई जमुन माई की जय, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय, सांग वेद भक्त बिंद की जय, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रीमद भगवत धाम की जय, जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज, glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, glories to Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. This morning we are reading from Sri Sri Mahat Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. Reading text number 37. We'll also cover 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 36. Kim etat abhutam eva. Kimetad habutameva Vasudevi kilatmane. Vasudevi kilatmane. Rajasya sataman tokeshva. Rajasya satamanas tokeshvyu. Apurvam prema vardhate. Apurvam prema vardhate. K किमेतद् अद्भुतमेव वासुदेवे किलात्मने व्रजस्य सत्मनास्तोकेषु अपूर्वं प्रेम वर्धते किमेतद्भुतमेव वासुदेवी किलात्मने व्रजस्य सत्मनस्तोकेश्वर अपूर्वं प्रेम वर्धते Anyone like to try? Kimetadhadbhutameva Vasudeva kilatmane Vajasa satmanastokeshu Apavam premavadhate Rajasya Satmanastokeshu Apurvam Pramapardhate Timetara Bhutam Eva Vasudevi Kilatmani Rajasya Satmanastokeshu Apurvam prema vartate. Kim? What? Etat? This? Adbhutam? Wonderful? Eva? Just as? Vasudevi? In Vasudeva? Lord Sri Krishna? Akhilatmani? The super soul of the all living entities? Vrajasya, of all the inhabitants of Raja, Sa Atmana, along with me, Tokeshu, in these boys, Apurvam, unprecedented, Prema, affection, Vardhate, is increasing. Translation, what is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Raja, including me, towards these boys and calves, is increasing as never before. Just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. Please repeat, what is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Vraja, including me, towards these boys and calves, is increasing as never before. Just like our attraction for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. Purport by Zvangai Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The increase of affection was not maya, rather because Krishna had expanded himself as everything and because the whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna, the cows, because of a... The whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna, the cows, because of affection for Krishna, had more affection for the older calves than for the new calves, and the men increased in their affection for their sons. Balaram was astonished to see all the residents of Vrindavan so affectionate towards their own children, exactly as they had been for Krishna. Similarly, The cows had grown affectionate towards their calves, as much as towards Krishna. Balaram was surprised to see the acts of Yogamaya. Therefore, he inquired from Krishna, "What is happening here? What is this mystery?" That's 37. Kayamba kuta ayata devi na nari utasari payo mayostu me bharata nanya me pi vimonhini. Translation: who is this mystic power and where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna, for who else can bewilder me? Balaram was surprised. This extraordinary show of affection, he thought, was something mystical, performed either by the demigods or some wonderful man. Otherwise, how could this wonderful change take place? This Maya might be some Rakshasi magic, he thought. But how can Rakshasi Maya have any influence on me? This is not possible. Therefore, it must be the Maya of Krishna. He thus concluded that the mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered his worshipable personality of Godhead. He thought, it was arranged by Krishna, and even I could not check its mystic power. Thus Balaram understood that all these boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna. Om Agyanantananda Syagyanandirantrata Chakshurmajana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutare Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sandavari Pasarasatharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. A translation again. What is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Raja, including me, towards these boys and calves is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the supersoul of all living entities. Who is this mystic power and where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna, for who else can bewilder me? This is the Brahma Vimohan Leela. Now it's also the Baladev Vimohan Leela. He was also eluded for 1 year. So the incident leading up to this was that the cowherds were taking the cows and the young boys were taking the calves. And the boys wandered a little close at the bottom of the hill to where the elders were. And seeing their calves, the cows, immediately rushed to greet them because these calves were none other than Lord Krishna. He expanded himself as the calves and as the boys. So then the cows came running down the hill. The gopas tried to stop them. They couldn't stop them. So they was a little ashamed because that was their job to control them. They couldn't control the cows. They ran heedlessly down the hill to see their beloved calves. That was Krishna. And so Balaram was very surprised. It's not a normal activity. And to make him even more suspicious, the cows had other calves, newer calves. So But still, they were more affectionate to the elder calves than the younger ones. But they were so affectionate, and Balaram noticed they're affectionate towards their own baby calves, as they normally are for Krishna, these cows. Because everyone loves Krishna there. So then the elder gopas came down a little angry, upset, because the calves were drinking the mother's milk during the day. They usually drink it. They had their set times after the in the evening, generally in the morning. But when the men reached them and saw their own sons, who were none different from Krishna, they forgot all about everything else and they just affectionately embraced their sons and smelt their heads, put them on their laps. And Balaram was saying, it's the same thing here. These gopas are just as affectionate to their own sons as they are to Krishna. Something very strange is going on here. What is it? He's thinking, what could this be? What is the answer? It's very mysterious. Because Krishna's all attractive. And this is, and everyone there is a pure devotee of Krishna. They're all attracted to Krishna. So how is it going on? They're more attracted to some other living entity rather than Krishna, meaning their own son or their own calves. So Balaram was pondering this. So he's trying to understand what is it. So then he brought his own potency into play, his omniscient potency. And he was considering, what is it? What is this? What is going on here? It may be, you know, some demigod, maybe some demigods, or even Lord Brahma, trying to show how they can attract us. No, I can't be them. And it could maybe some rakshashas, like Kamsa, have been sent in all the time. Maybe he's trying now to send them in the form of cows and boys. No, that can't be so. Because Balaram is the source of Mahavishnu, who is the source of the material worlds and Maya, or the illusory potency of the material world, Mahamaya. So he's an expansion of Balaram. So it can't be Mahamaya. Must be an act of Yoga Maya. Then it must be Krishna. Otherwise, who else can bewilder me? Krishna, Balaram, is not different from Krishna. Right? Krishna is just Krishna. Krishna expands himself into Balaram, who and Balaram does a little job for Krishna. He expands into the dham, the apricot dham. He expands himself as a dham, the trees, the grass, the water, the mountains. The living entities, even the cows and calves themselves, most of them, they're expansions of Balaram. And the gopas, the boys, they're expansions of Balaram. Sandhini, potency. So, how can he be bewildered? Because these are actually his creations. So, but he's wondering how they become more as attractive or more attractive than Krishna. It's not possible. So then he thought, it must be Krishna. Who else can bewilder me? This is the conclusion that Lord Balaram has come to at this stage now. It must be Krishna. And Vishwanath Chakrabarti said he was Balaram was a little angry at Krishna. Because then he went and asked Krishna, what's going on? Tell me the story. These must be you. Because I'm not doing it. I have no control of it. It must be you. So then Krishna explained, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says he was a little angry, Balaram, because Krishna didn't tell him, and he'd been playing with those boys, you know, Sudam, Sridam, as their real characters, but actually it was Krishna imitating, and he didn't know. So I guess you'd feel a bit annoyed, right? If you were dealing with your friends and suddenly someone said, actually, I'm imitating your friends, and you know, because you have different relationships with everyone. So, and then I suppose you'd feel a bit slighted. So it says that then Balaram got a little upset. He didn't come out for 3 or 4 days after that. So that's why he wasn't there for the Aga, Thara, etc. So these the inconceivable pastimes that Krishna was actually expanding himself without the aid of Balaram, because Balaram usually does that. Krishna doesn't do any work. But here Krishna was his own, it was directly himself. So like when Krishna comes here, also directly himself, once in a day of Brahma, and also when he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not an incarnation, it's directly Krishna himself appearing in a different mood, different form, a different color, different. But it's directly Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are a very rare appearances that Krishna actually directly expands his direct Sarup Shakti then. And but even Balaram is bewildered by this yoga maya. So this is how wonderful Krishna is. He's whatever he wants will happen. He doesn't have to endeavor for it. He just have to will it to happen. Just have to think about what he would like, and then it happens by the arrangements of all his different potencies, chiefly Yogamaya, because Yogamaya is actually bewildered Lord Balaram, which is very wonderful. So Yogamaya is very powerful, very prominent part in Krishna's pastimes. I mean, she's so powerful, she even bewilders Krishna sometimes. She makes him forget things. We just read a couple of instances how Krishna was himself bewildered. Then Aga, he becomes bewildered again. So that's to increase the loving exchanges, to increase the different emotions that they want to experience, is the absolute truth. And this is a personal feature of the absolute truth. It's very personal. It's full of emotions. The life is full of emotions, but it's very confidential. Therefore, most people, they don't get access to this. Most people nowadays, they prefer the impersonal aspect of the Lord because of the troublesome condition in Kali Yuga. They think that if you just switch it off, switch life off, then no more problems. So, but actually the real life is full of emotions, full of rasa. And Krishna is showing this, so he's coming here. He's coming in Kali Yuga also, very unusual why Krishna chose this time. And therefore he's performing these extraordinary, unlimited pastimes every day, full of wonder, full of different emotions. Therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So only in these, only in the Krishna, in this pastime, in Vrindavan, in the forest, in this particular, this is the actual most confidential aspect of Krishna. You'll get the most very intimate and rare experiences. More even than in the in Vrindavan itself, in the village of Vrindavan. These pastimes in the forest are more intimate than the pastimes within the village of Vrindavan. So we see how dear these devotees are who help Krishna in his pastimes within the atmosphere of the of Vrindavan, especially in the forest. So who can understand these things? How can we comprehend the, you know, we're in the material world from Mahavishnu, a long way away from the spiritual world, apparently. Of course, it's just a change in consciousness that one can be in the spiritual world or not, but this material world is so much variegatedness here also, 14 planetary systems are conducted under the of Mahamaya with the three modes of material nature, and the spiritual worlds, it's Yogamaya with the Sattva-Raja, not the Sattva-Raja-Tama here becomes Aladini, Sambit and Sandhini in the spiritual world. So when these modes, the spiritual modes interact, then that can cause some bewilderment even for the Krishna, what to speak of the inhabitants. So everyone else is under the influence of Yogamaya. There's not. There's only the living entity has to be under one of those illusions, the illusions of Yogamaya, or the illusion of Mahamaya. But in the Yogamaya, that's the eternal blissful state of the living entity. That's a real state, but If one actually transamada gets to the material world, comes to the material world, then this is an unnatural state of life, because our very nature is eternal, full knowledge and full bliss, and this material world is temporary ignorance and troublesome. It's complete opposite. So that We're looking for that natural position within this unnatural condition. Therefore, Prabhupada refers to the material life as the hard struggle for existence, the hard struggle to combat this modes of nature, this Maya in the form of modes of nature, which is actually impossible for the living entity to do. So it behoves one just to surrender to Krishna, because it's his energy. He can do the work to relieve one from it. Has to come from a higher source. A living entity by itself can't do that. It's too overwhelming, the Mahamaya. So just see our precarious position here. miles away from the reality of Krishna consciousness, the real life in the spiritual world where everyone is serving the Lord with affection according to their particular tendencies. There's many places in the spiritual world, many aspects of Krishna. You have more formal aspects to the majestic aspects in the Vaikuntha planets, etc., to the very intimate aspects of Vrindavan. So the benefit of the purpose of this material creation is to help the living entities revive their original consciousness and go back to the original spiritual world. And you have to be a human being, you have to take a human birth to get that opportunity, more or less. And there's 8,400,000 species. There's a lot of other species what you can take birth in. So, but it's only in this human form of life you can actually exit the material world to go back to Godhead. So that in itself is a very rare thing, to take a human birth. There's not so many human beings. But even then, in this part of the existence, time, in Kali Yuga, how many people are interested in perfecting their lives? How many people know what life, the meaning of life is? Hardly anyone. So degraded in this age. And even those that know, how many actually interest to, like I mentioned, even you can hear about Krishna and the spiritual world, but not everyone's interested to go there. They say nowadays the impersonalist and voidist, that seems more attractive to them, which is, you know, to become nothing, or to be experienced, you know, very, very limited experience in that nirvana, which is nothing, or the limited experience of the Brahman. So that's the unfortunate condition of this particular time. So, but Krishna wants, is a special time because it's the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So he's made a very easy program where one can access again to Golok Vrindavan by his mercy and the mercy of his pure devotees. So Krishna comes, performs his braj pastimes here in the Prakat Leela, in the braj of the material world, to show us how Krishna enjoys his life and how his friends enjoy their life with Krishna in the center. So Mahaprabhu is given something very, very special, that you can, he's actually given offering love of Krishna, which wasn't really of Vrindavan Krishna, that is, Vajabhav, which wasn't available generally to the other yogas. So it's actually a very special time. And he has come, the Goswamis have come, his associates have come, his manjaris, etc., have come as the Goswamis, and his other associates, different people, to establish this a very simple process of Nam Sankirtan for us. So for 5,000 years from the event of Mahaprabhu, this Sankirtan movement will increase. Just like you see, so many people are hearing about these confidential esoteric aspects of God, Like these Braja pastimes, which never had the access before, never was so inclined before. So it's an unfortunate time, but it's a very fortunate time at the same time. So our business is to propagate these pastimes of Krishna through the medium of his Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. Prabhupada's his everything is there in the books to go back to Godhead. So our business is to give the other conditioned souls the opportunity to hear about these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, take part, actually actively engage in the service to Krishna through the means of the Sankirtan movement, primarily the Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna, which is the easiest way to, and the recommended way only. So we're both lucky and unlucky. So for 5,000 years this will increase, the Sankirtan movement, then for 5,000 years it will decrease. So we just start, only just starting at 500 years. So we can follow this Sankirtan, we can follow this process of bhakti, mark, and if we're fortunate, we can go back to join Krishna. Otherwise, we can take birth and continue to play a part in the Sankirtan movement until, by the grace of Krishna and the devotees, we are elevated back to the spiritual world. So that is our good fortune. So we should appreciate this, what good fortune we have. Otherwise, we'd never know what was going on in this material world. We'd never know what the purpose of existence was. So we should appreciate that, be thankful, be grateful for that, and try to give others the same opportunity that we've been given by the mercy of the devotees, of hearing these pastimes and activities, and especially through the medium of Srimad Bhagavatam and the others, and being able to engage our senses in the actual service of the Sankirtan mission. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shrivabhad ki, Hari Bol. That's all. Other question?
My question is that, you know, since Lord Krishna is the super soul in the hearts of all living entities, so he's also in the hearts of the older cows. So why does he allow the older cows to come running down the hill? Why didn't he check it? Because the older cows, I mean, he knew the older cows are going to, if they come down, they're going to drink them, give the milk to the calves, and the men, old men up the hill will be angry. No, Krishna oversees all these things as a super soul. So why didn't he stop it?
Yeah, he won't get any milk, right, if they drink all the milk. Super soul and Krishna are not different, then he won't get any milk. He should have acted. He's got motivation. That if these cows take it, I won't get my milk. But the independence is there. He's given independence, so he's not going to interfere with that. So he can stop. He can do what he likes, but he doesn't. It's like when Lord Chaitanya was at Srivas Angam, they were having their kirtans, and the devotees were apprehensive because they heard that the police were coming to arrest them. So Lord Chaitanya told, please, allay your fears. What can they do to me? He said, I'm the Supreme Lord. I've come to protect my devotees, so, you know, I'm here, don't worry. He said, if they come to take me, I will say, okay, fine, let's go. He said, first of all, I will tell them when I come on the boat to Mayapur, I will tell them, turn around and go back as a super soul. If they don't listen to me, so it means there's independence. He's not interfering with the independence. So if they don't listen to me, then I'll say, okay, you take me. Then he tells the story and showed that miracle. So that's it. Even if he says, don't go, right? Even if our conscience says, don't do it, sometimes we still do it. But in this case, it's different because Krishna is there. So Krishna, in the form of Krishna, is much more attractive than the form of the super soul. So why are they going to listen to the super soul when Krishna is there? Krishna is all attractive.
I just think, what's the good of him being the supreme controller if he can't control these things?
Well, Balaram's the supreme controller also. He was bewildered. He's not doing his job. But when someone's that much attracted to Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, then the super soul doesn't out of a job. He's not needed anymore, the super soul. His function is served because he's here actually to guide us, to give inspiration when one is actually, apart from his other services, to guide us back to Krishna. So when Krishna's there, there's attraction there, then his job is not necessary anymore. Like we said, it's not necessary in the spiritual world. There's no super soul there. So his job is not necessary, and Mahamaya's job is not necessary. Because her job is to push you towards Krishna with a adhyatmik, adhidevik, adhibaltik, tree soul. She says, go back to Krishna. Don't try to enjoy me, go back to Krishna. So her job is not necessary. Then the super soul job is not necessary because they already have love of Krishna. So Vrindavan, very, very mystical place. This is where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very intimate place.
I also wanted to know about how long... different songs.
Your answer, thank you very much for the question and the answer. Really nice. You raised a similar question 2 days ago, something about Super Soul and the Brajvasis. And you just got through saying Super Soul's not in the spiritual world, that's in CC, purports. And I had the thought, well, isn't Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, and the Sridham Sudham, the eternal cows and calves of Goloka Vrindavan that have descended, aren't they possessing spiritual bodies? They're not possessing material bodies, are they? In other words, I'm edging closer to what you seem to imply, that if they have spiritual bodies, but you said it in the sense that, well, they have Krishna praying, so there's no need for a super soul. A similar track along that would be, if they have spiritual bodies, there wouldn't be super soul in the spiritual body, because they are their body, they are their soul, it's the same one. So I'm asking you, is that your understanding? Are these Vrajvasis in spiritual, are they possessing their eternal spiritual sarups, and as such would not have the super soul accompanying them?
No, my understanding is they have spiritual bodies made of matter. Made of matter. Made of matter. I mean, they get old and they go through the motions. They do what everyone else does.
Krishna does the same thing, doesn't he, up to a point?
It doesn't apply to Krishna. That doesn't apply to Krishna, because he doesn't actually change.
Up to 16?
Yes. I mean, but he is his body. But these are the other, you know, our philosophy is that, you know, something, when you engage something in the service of Krishna, it takes on its original nature. Serving Krishna takes on their spiritual nature, which everything is serving Krishna. While you're using it, it's in the service of Krishna. When you're not using it, so therefore, body, mind, and soul, if everything used in the service of Krishna, they're considered spiritual. But although they're still in the material body, it'll go through the growing old, getting sick, and disappearing.
Excellent answer. He just said they did. Spiritualized.
No, a spiritual body that's material.
That's a very subtle difference, but definitely a difference. Well, let me ask you, because you're saying that they age. Who ages? Does Radharani go beyond the same 16 years old, or does Nanda Maharaj get any older than what he was when Krishna...
No, they don't age.
Yeah, so same way with the cowherd boys, isn't it? They aren't
In the apricot lila, they don't age. Or in Golok.
No, in Gokula.
No, they do age. They go to...
They show the age?
They show their age.
Really?
Yeah. It mentioned in this pastime when Krishna expanded into all the boys, after 1 year, he showed all their attributes, and he showed their age also, how they'd aged for 1 year.
Yeah. So you're still before the... My question is, and I'm leaning towards your Siddhanta, just trying to be solidly convinced. So you're still before the cutoff line of the Navayovana age. So when Krishna goes to Dwarka, they would age as adults beyond the youthful appearance that they had when Krishna was in his prime and they left?
No.
They would not?
As far as I know, they don't. Hmm? As far as I know, they don't. They won't age.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because Krishna, he was 100 so when on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, right? He was up to around 100.
Yeah, it kind of spoiled the picture to have 100-year-old...
Yeah, but
girls.
Prabhupada said he never looked more than 16, 18.
Yeah.
So he didn't age.
Well, isn't that a little different than what you were saying, though, that they do age? Up until a point.
Up to a point, yeah.
Which is that Navayovana age.
People live 1,000 years, so... You know, what does a 1,000-year-old person look like? You know?
It's relative, right? That's relative. 1,000 years, 100 years, it's relative.
It's relative, isn't it? It's just relative whether you live 1,000 years. It's all purpose that it's all a lifetime. Whether you live for how many years in Satyuga? 100,000. Yes. But it's actually quite relative, because it's one lifetime.
They look like a 100-year-old man of Kali Yuga. Yeah. If that bad.
If that.
But was this the original Siddhanta you shared was they have spiritual bodies made of matter.
You would see all the parashads they get when Mahaprabhu leaves. They get old, and they can't sit up properly. The deity has to sit down and to take care of him. It says Gopinath, right?
It's a good example.
He was so big that Pujari couldn't reach, so he sat down.
Thank you.
Otherwise, if nobody aged here, everyone would immediately become a devotee of Krishna. It works. Look, these people, they never get old. It's great. Let's become a devotee of Krishna. So they don't do that. We don't want to... You won't give hard evidence that Krishna is God and everyone's his devotee. Krishna doesn't do it like that. Because they may not. You'll do it anyway, even if it's no bhakti, you see. So he doesn't want that. He's not much interested for him.
Can I slip in a second question?
You know about the cows, maybe. Do you know about the... You know, you said that the older cows were on the hill and they came down to the calves, but those calves were not their young calves. So they have younger calves. So how many calves do they have, these cows? How many calves does a cow usually have? And how much time does it take before they deliver a calf? You know, when they conceive a... You know, how long does it take them to give birth?
Once a year they can have.
Once a year?
Mm. You know. So they must have had...
They have many calves then?
No, they live as long as a... they don't live very long.
How old do they have to be before they start giving birth to calves?
What?
They'll have to be at least...
I think after their first year they can give. Second year? Who knows about cows? When can they give birth? It's quite quick.
Well,
maybe 2 years.
Quite soon.
Yeah, because they're quite big after 2 years. I'm just guessing. But,
you were making the statement in class two or three times that in Kali Yuga people are more attracted to the impersonal feature of the Supreme rather than Krishna or the personal aspect. So the statement by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, that hardly anybody's interested in liberation, but those who are, hardly one's interested in personalism or comes to understand Krishna. Isn't that showing the possibility that impersonalism in any yuga is more prominent than personalism? That it's not just the scourge of Kali Yuga, it is the scourge of Kali Yuga, but that impersonalism, people, more conditioned souls aspiring to be transcendentalists become attracted to that than they do going past it to personalism.
No, they were more personal. In Satya Yuga, everyone was Paramahansa. Then in Treta Yuga, they used to worship with the Yajna. The Lord used to appear from the fire itself. The Lord actually would appear sometimes. So they were all devotees, all Vaishnavas at that time. So... And in Dwapara Yuga also, they were worshipping the deity of Vishnu. This came in later. Predominantly they were devotees, as far as I understand, in the previous yugas. But anyway, we know what we're dealing with. Therefore, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prabhupada, is a big part of his program is to smash these, to remove these impersonalist and voidist philosophies.
The verse I raised in the question then is that specifically one hardly knows me in truth, talking about Krishnites versus Vishnu or Vaishnavs? Because you're saying they're all devotees, they worship the deity.
Oh, hardly one knows me in truth. That's Krishna, Bhaja Krishna.
That's Krishna Bhakti.
Well, that's very confidential.
So it's not saying, okay, it's not, okay.
I don't know what he's speaking as Dwarkadish or he's Vasudev Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita, but the Braja Krishna is very confidential. It's not for everyone. It's very esoteric.
Thank you. You clarified a couple of things for me. In answer to you, I don't know. It's Govinda who's giving Abhideya Gyan on the chariot with Arjuna.
Yeah, Govinda.
That's how Srila Prabhupada could name Radha Partha Sarthi in Delhi, the deities that name.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, please kindly forgive my foolishness and possible offenses under lotus feet. I have a doubt concerning your answer to Nisimha Maharaj, because there is another possibility that instead of super soul has no need for existence or do his usual function, another possibility is Lord Balaram, he was bewildered by Yuga Maya, Krishna's Yuga Maya, and then Krishna is taking four steps to reveal everything to Balaram, and this is one of his steps according to the previous acharyas. So Krishna deliberately arranged that. He arranged the cows, they would doesn't mind the curbing with the cowherd, the gopas, and then they just ran down from the hilltop to the foot of the hill. So everything deliberately arranged by Krishna. This is one of the steps, of the four steps, how to reveal the whole thing to Balaram. Otherwise, then it seems like the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not in complete control. So this is my doubt. Please kindly clear my doubt. And also, I remember that Srila Prabhupada mentioned in Krishna book, when it's time for Rasa Leela in this Bhumi Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan, and then he said, all the super soul coming out from the gopi's heart, and they become the Krishna who is dancing with all the gopis. So that means here also super soul exists in this material world. And the subtle transformation of Yuga Maya and Mahamaya, we cannot even understand. Like Mother Yashoda gave birth, that girl is Yuga Maya. But when Krishna's father Vasudeva, he came, he took in Vrindavan, what he took is the Yuga Maya. But then when he came back to Kamsa's prison, then that Maya is Mahamaya. So how she changed herself is also a mystery. Can you give some comment on this? Also, I have another question. Yes.
The Yuga Maya, when who appeared in the prison, then she appeared as Durga, right? Mahamaya. Well, it's the same person. It's the same person. Yuga Maya is in the material world is appearing as Mahamaya. So she can change backwards and forwards as she likes. Huh? Yeah. Very confidential. He's not allowed to see it. So then she Yoga Maya transforms into Maya Maya for him. So however you approach Krishna, that way he's going to reciprocate. So same possibly with his internal energies also. And the super soul and Krishna, there's no difference anyway. incarnations and avatars, etc., of Krishna, they're for a specific purpose. they have the full potency of Krishna, but they don't display it. So however much potency they display, then that's what they're categorized as. But Krishna displays in his pastimes full potencies. Prabhupada said, Lord Ram, he can play a flute also, but he doesn't. Krishna. So there, it's the Lord himself, he's there, but he's for that specific function, he has come, he made an avatar. So what's necessary for that purpose of the avatar, then he displays that much potency. But if he wants, he can do the whole nine yards. He can reveal everything, because he's not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if Krishna wants it, that incarnation, to act in the full capacity of the Supreme, he can do also, because it's him. But he doesn't. He's doing it because for the specific function, he shows so much of his opulences. I forgot what the other question was.
I can ask a new question. I feel all the other questions are answered.
You forgot also.
I remember, actually, like your answer to Nisinga Maharaj, I have doubt about your answer. So you mentioned the reason is super soul, no need to function in this case. But then my question is, according to previous Acharya's commentary on this particular pastime, actually this is one of the four steps that Krishna wants to reveal everything to Balaram. Balaram is covered, and then in order to uncover him, so Krishna arranged four different steps, and this is one of the first steps, so it's deliberately arranged by Krishna. We can even say there is super soul, and super soul, Krishna directed, guided the super soul to act in the cow's heart and then stimulated them to run towards the calves. Hmm. That's another explanation. So what is your comment on this opinion?
Yeah, he can be there. No need, but he can be there. Why not? Everyone else has a super soul. Or the other cows have a super soul. Why can't the Braj cows have a super soul? Even though they don't need one, because they have directly Krishna.
More questions? My last question is, since Krishna expanded himself into all the boys and calves, and then so all the boys and calves should have the same kind of attraction, but then why everyone is only attracted to their own son and their own calf? They're not attracted to all the boys and all the calves. Like the gopas, I'm wondering why the gopas not hugging every cowherd boy, and the cows not feeding all the calves, because they're all Krishna. Thank you.
Now how do you know they're not attracted to all of them? Following their duty, they're responsible for that calf or that boy, so doesn't mean they don't love all the others equally. Huh? Only in that year. Probably only in that year. Otherwise they like their own sons more than other sons. They love Krishna more. That was a surprising thing. They're loving these boys like they love Krishna, affectionate to Krishna. That's what started it off with Balaram. But otherwise, not outside of that year, then obviously the mothers would, acting like mothers, would have preference for their own son than the other boys, and that would probably be, you know, second to Krishna would be their own sons, I'd imagine. Okay.
One question from online. The only question online from Jamuna Priya Devidasi. She's asking, now we are conditioned souls. When the day would come that we would be under the influence of yoga maya, and when that day happens, what symptoms are we going to manifest?
What?
Which day that we are going to be influenced by yoga maya?
Yeah.
And then when we are under the influence of yoga maya, what kind of symptoms we are going to manifest?
What kind of future?
Symptoms.
Symptoms.
Signs.
When you'll be under yoga? Well, first you surrender to Krishna, true Guru. First you surrender to Krishna, and then you wait. That's you follow the discipline given by Guru. You're being a disciple. You be the disciple, and then your qualification is how sincere a disciple you are. Now you wait for the Krishna's mercy to act. And then when you're influenced by yoga maya, then you've nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. Symptoms. You may laugh like Vijayananda, fall on the floor like Vanamali. Anyway, it's perfection, so you'll be situated properly, Sachit Ananda, and according to your relationship with Krishna, you're going to experience those types of emotions that go along with that type of relationship. Confidential, all will be revealed in time.
Maya. You're in Maya. That's a symptom of Mahamaya. Symptom is you're in Maya. Yoga Maya, you're out of not in Maya anymore.
Yoga Maya means natural life. No, she's saying what are the symptoms? Symptoms? Huh?
Maya, if you
no, when Yoga Maya, when you're in Yoga Maya, what are the symptoms? What happens?
Then you're Krishna conscious.
Huh?
Then you're Krishna conscious.
Then you're Krishna conscious. She wants another. She can look in the nectar devotion, the symptoms, ecstatic symptoms, and further description of ecstatic symptoms.
Is it proper understanding, Prabhu, that if you're following the instructions of the spiritual master, you are under the influence of yoga maya, you just don't realize it? I mean, if you don't, you don't realize it.
Possibly. You're definitely insulated from maha maya.
Yeah, that's yoga maya. It's yeah. One or the other.
You may not appreciate the contact of the spirituality.
Yeah,
but you're definitely insulated because your activity won't produce any material result. So it's not maya. What is it? It's not karma anymore. So therefore, that's the platform of liberation.
About my yoga maya there, that yoga maya can cover and then it can reveal. It covers and can reveal. Yoga maya means in some spiritual relationship. Maha maya is some material situation, but yoga maya is a spiritual, for some spiritual purpose. So yoga maya, it usually, like Mother Yashoda, she's thinking of Krishna as her son. She's not thinking of Krishna as God. So that's yoga maya. So when you're under the influence of yoga maya, you see Krishna in one kind of rasa. You know, gopis are all lovers of Krishna. They're thinking Krishna to be the, you know, they're not thinking of Krishna as God. That's the yoga maya. And then each gopi thinks Krishna's dancing with me. The yoga maya is like that, to facilitate Krishna's pastimes, that his devotees think of him in some particular rasa. Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, like that. So this is yoga maya. They don't think of Krishna as God. But then sometimes Krishna reveals himself as God. And then he'll cover up again with yoga maya. Sometimes he'll open the curtain, sometimes he'll close the curtain.
Prodamaya.
Hare Krishna. Now there's a quote from, it's a question. I think Madhavisa Prabhu? Madhavisa? No. Italian. Speak close. Madhusevata Prabhu. He asked Srila Prabhupada, because Krishna is saying this verse, Devi, the great souls, they come under the
divine.
Devi Yeshi Gunamai Mama Maya Dhirati. They come under the Devi Prakritin. So when we're performing devotional service, we're actually coming under the Devi Prakritin. Prabhupada said, no, not exactly like that. Then Mother Savita asked him again the same question. He said, not exactly like that. He said, you're performing activities, you still have a material body. You're performing activities, and these activities are carried out by Mahamaya. Because we've got material consciousness, material bodies, we're acting according to the Maya of this world. So, so he said the bodies are acting under the Maya, but because you're acting in Krishna conscious, then Krishna dictates to Maya Devi. So it's Krishna's behind the dictating. Did I say that? You get it? Yeah, Krishna's involved there. Krishna's directing Mahamaya for the devotees and their activities, because we are conditioned souls. We have to abide by the material laws. But those laws, they're not for the devotee. Those laws, Krishna is guiding. Krishna guides. The activity has been carried out by Mahamaya with our desire. But it's not directly Yogamaya who's doing it, but Yogamaya is dictating to Mahamaya to perform these activities. Should it come back? And that, going back, concerning ages and everything, still the residents of Vrindavan have eternal ages. You can read all the gopis have eternal ages. Radha Krishna has eternal ages, 15 years, so many months and so many days, like that. And then it talks about the older groups of women, and it talks about Purnamasi and the old ladies. Now some of them, like Purnamasi, has white hair, she wears white cloth. And they have some wrinkles. And there's others with more wrinkles. And lots of these are quite, they know the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, being old ladies, and they help with the assistance of Radha and Krishna. And, you know, some have white hair, some have grey hair, some have white and black hair, like, just like white and black mustard, shosha seals, till seeds, black and white till seeds mixed together. It's like spotted black and white. So they look like old ladies, but they're beautiful. They don't. Their age is not, you know, like we don't like old age. We don't like wrinkles to come, but there's some faces are covered with wrinkles. We wouldn't like that, but that's It's beautiful when they're doing, they're old ladies, they're playing a role in assisting Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So then these old age, so-called old age symptoms, they become beautiful on the devotees. But they do have eternal ages, it's actually given. Hare Krishna.
Of course, when we perform in devotional service, it also depends on your consciousness. It's not that just emotions are going through. So according to the sincerity of purpose of why you're performing service, to that degree, the Maya, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya change, the effect is felt. That is karma mishra, jnana mishra, these kind of things. It's not pure. So when it's pure bhakti, then it will be pure yoga maya. But if there's still material, we still have material desires we're working from, then it won't be the same. Obviously, so it depends on consciousness also. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maha Maya ki. Yoga Maya ki. I thought I'd...
Hare Krishna.